Well, hello there, and welcome to the masterclass, Unlock the Three-Part Plan to Kickstart Your Wellness. My name is Christiana Schroeter, and I'm super excited that you are here today. What you're going to learn today is step one, how to kickstart your wellness from the comfort of your own home. Let's get this party started, right? And the party is starting right in my own home. Step two, we're going to create some healthy habits. And those healthy habits are not going to be just like a one-hit wonder. They're actually going to last. Because a habit that lasts, it's going to become a routine. And a routine will transform into momentum that will actually lead to results. Step three is going to be, we're going to figure out how to reach your wellness goals and have fun. And I can't emphasize this enough. So even though it's a step one, two, and three, the third one is nearly the most important thing, because if we don't have fun, we're going to let it go, and we are going to let it go, and we're going to try something else again. So that's not what's going to happen. We're actually really going to do this together. So why don't we jump into it? So before we get into the training, I want to share a little bit more about my own personal story. Sometimes we look at a person, we think they're doing well, but internally, it's a completely different story. So I'm going to be very open and authentic with you, and I'm going to share with you what really went on behind the scenes. I was so burned out. I absolutely had no energy. My weight fluctuated tremendously. I lost weight, I gained weight, and at the end of the day, I never really felt I was at my personal best. All along, I was tired. No matter how much I weighed, I just felt drained. I also didn't really feel that I could conquer the world. So I had a complete lack of self-confidence to the point where I sometimes just wanted to hide, hoping that there would be a hole that would come up and I could just disappear into the hole, especially with big crowds. At heart, I'm a definite introvert, even though you're thinking, no, she seems pretty extroverted to me. But the introvert part of me is definitely needing sometimes like a little boost. Then I actually learned in my studies how to add wellness to my day. Asking for help is one of the most important things. And in this particular case, I realized this can't go on this way. I had digestive issues every single day. I had to lay down on the ground of my office, and I had to just learn that I have to take care of myself because I was only in my 20s. And if you have that much pain on a single day with bloating, with digestive issues, with lack of energy, with complete exhaustion, this can't go on that way anymore. So I actually met, you know, my husband during my master's program, and he accepted me the way that I was. And he also basically listened to my health issues. And sometimes that's already a stepping stone. Having a person there that listens, having a person there that understands, that empowers you, is the first step. And that's probably also why I became a health coach, because we sometimes don't have that first step. So one of my most important things in my coaching business is actually listening to what you need and why you need it, and how I can support you and get what you need. So here's my aha moment. And at this very moment, I actually figured out that I can't put my health on the back burner. I have to take care of myself. And that's what I ended up doing. So I became truly obsessed. I thought all of a sudden, I was like, why did I not ever add self-love to my day? Why did I not make more time for wellness? Because it totally filled my cup. I had more energy. And the energy, it just kind of like led to the next thing. It was like a kickstart. All of a sudden, I felt like, oh my gosh, this is how you were supposed to feel when you feel good. Let's do this, right? So my digestive issues cleared up. My skin and my hair became stronger. And most of all, I became more confident with myself. Today, I am strong, I'm confident, I'm full of energy, and I am able to raise these two daughters without any type of looking back and regretting what I did, because I think it actually led to this point of making me stronger and self-confident. So I look at my own challenges, my struggles, and my health failures as a certain way that enriched me, empowered me, because now I'm sharing it. And I'm helping you to overcome your own struggles. So imagine that feeling of energy. What would it mean to you to experience the same thing? moving through the day full of energy, moving through the day with a smile on your face, moving through the day feeling happy. So let's do this. Let's uncover the three-step program to where you're going to kickstart your own health. Step one, we're going to kickstart your wellness from the comfort of your own home. And I'm actually going to help you with that. So let's get out that pen. Let's get out that paper. And we're going to have a little activity coming up here. All right. So how can we start and add wellness to our lives? Is that actually you look at your own home as something that it's a wellness world. A wellness world, I mean, you are going to compartmentalize your home into work and leisure, especially if you are a mom working from home, just like I am. It's very easy that transition from one room to the next room, especially when you're working from home, work never ends. You move into the kitchen, you have to clean up. You go into the kids' rooms, there's always like things to pick up and laundry to do. And then you go into your home office and well, there is work right there too. So what you'll have to do is one of these rooms or maybe one of these spaces has to become your wellness world. So you have to truly keep that space sacred. It could even be a little corner of a room to where you're going to add items that spark joy and that support your journey to wellness environment. Now that's really, really important. That space or that corner, it has to remain just that. It has to remain your wellness world. You can't start putting laundry baskets there. You can't start putting kids' toys there. It has to remain your wellness world. Why is that so important? Well, if you don't have that space, your whole house is just transitioning from work to other work, you know, which is basically being a mom. And there's never a moment to really shut off your brain. So let me maybe give you an easy example. Look at this lady sitting in that chair and she's just like comfortable. Doggy's relaxing at her feet right there. She has a cup of tea in her hands. I'm going to grab my tea now too. I have like a little pineapple mug right here. Maybe she even closes her eyes and she feels good. That's all we need. A chair. Maybe it's a recliner. Maybe it's a couch. Do you need a whole room? Not at all. But that particular chair is so important because when you look at that chair, you know that during the workday, especially when it's stressful, you can sit down there and you can relax. Okay? Step one, you're going to create your wellness world. Room, space, corner, whatever it is, add items of joy. And that's where you're going to go if you need that wellness. Are you ready for step two? Let's do it. So, in your wellness world, I give you permission. You can kickstart your wellness anytime from anywhere. I give you permission. You can withdraw to that wellness world. Sometimes we are so hard on ourselves. We think we always need to do go, go, go. No, you got this. You can sit down there for 5 minutes. You can take a break. Yeah, you can. I know. And you're not going to miss anything. Don't look at your phone. Just look at your teacup. Look at a book. Close your eyes. Maybe you want to draw something. Maybe you want to listen to some music. Whatever sparks joy for you. All right, step two. We are going to create some healthy habits that last. Yes, and nothing that's just like a one-trick pony. We're going to be sustainable right here. Okay, so let's do it. We're going to create healthy habits with magic. All right, so what's the magic? The magic is called the magic of small movements. So we're going to take our day and we're going to chunk it up into 5 minutes, right? Set your timer. You can go to your wellness world and then you can either way move or you can relax. Because who says that we can't work out for 5 minutes? You don't even have to change your clothing. Maybe you get on the yoga mat and you stretch. Maybe you're going to use some light weights and you're going to work your shoulders or your arms. Maybe you're going to use an exercise ball and you're just going to roll your whole your body over it and you don't stretch out your back. Any of these sound pretty good? Well, if you keep doing these little chunks of time, these little moments of joy during the day, then these 5 minutes of taking time are actually becoming a habit. And that's what we really need. We need to build those habits. And right now I'm telling you, 5 minutes. You can do it. I know you can do it. All right, so if you fall in love with taking care of your body, let's do it one step at a time. You're not expecting that all of a sudden you're going to turn your life around, because who has time for this? But we can maybe start with baby steps, and we can maybe start with 5 minutes. Step three. Are you ready for this? So we have our wellness world. We have the magic of small movements. Step three is going to be, we're going to reach your wellness goal, and we're going to have fun along the way. So how can we do that? Well, maybe think of adding things. So why restrict your food intake? Why restrict what you do during the day? Maybe what we'll do is, instead of taking things out, we're going to add things in. So for instance, maybe we can add some healthy snacks by pre-cutting fruits and veggies and putting them in your fridge. Or maybe we can add a 5-minute walk. You may be walking to your wellness world, you're taking a book out, maybe your wellness world is someplace outside, and then you come back in and you're just sitting in your chair for a second and you're closing your eyes. So we want quick, easy meals, we want workouts, and we want mindfulness exercises. All of this also means that you have some healthy boundaries. Because at the end of the day, there's always something you could do with those 5 minutes. Always, right? But at the same time, if you look back at a day and you don't have 5 minutes during the day that you took for yourself, that's a problem. So you need to start thinking like, well, clearly when I was doing A and B and C and D, maybe each of those could have given up a little bit of time, a minute here and there, so that I would have had those 5 minutes to myself. You got to start creating healthy boundaries. And the healthy boundaries are so important, because you're going to weigh stronger, and weigh stronger means more energy, and more energy means more joy. With that, write down in your notes, wellness does not require a scale. I know I showed you earlier those genes. It's not about a restrictive diet, and it's certainly not about spending money on any expensive gyms. It's starting about your own journey. So whatever you need, you feel, you can create this in the comfort of your own home. So with that, let's visualize this together. Let's say you are standing in the living room of your home, yeah, and you're opening the blinds and you're looking outside and you see this. There's this dirt lot, there's this ugly fence, and there's really not a lot of shade. So for me to go out there, I have to put in quite a bit of work. What can we do? Well, this is essentially how you look at your own wellness. If you go from zero, you know, there's no wellness in your life at all, and you want to transform your life and become healthy, strong, full of energy, it seems like super intimidating. And that's maybe the same feeling of intimidation we might feel. So let's close our eyes and let's visualize. Right now, this dirt lot, let's visualize, is full of flowers. It's full of life. It has maybe a little fountain in the middle of it, maybe a chair in shadow of some beautiful trees. And it's overall a very idyllic, serene, and empowering oasis that you can withdraw your stressed body, and it recharges you. So how did we get there from dirt lot to oasis? How did we get there? Well, one thing how you can get there is you start small. Maybe you'll go one day to the garden center and you just purchase a few flowers and you start planting them. Nothing really big. And then those flowers add a little a color there, maybe like a little pink, maybe a little shade of purple. Beautiful. We got color. And maybe the next week, the next month, you're maybe purchasing some more flowers. Awesome. Great. And maybe then the next week, maybe you're getting like some little trees or maybe a cute little bench. See what I'm doing? I'm showing you that small movements are magic. Small little changes in this particular dirt lot will eventually lead to what it then turned out to be. A beautiful oasis. So if you think of this as your journey, if you start and you buy those flowers and you start with your healthy habits, over time, it's going to transform because it will gain momentum and those habits will feel good and you're going to add other habits to it. And maybe over time, you realize that, well, it doesn't actually take a lot of time. It doesn't take restriction. And it certainly does not require me to not have fun in my life. Because this place looks pretty amazing right there. So let's start planting your seeds for your wellness journey today. And that's why I'm here. I want to help you, right? So to recap, what did we learn today here? We learned you got to create your wellness world. No world, no space, no corner in your home means it's probably not going to happen, right? And this could even be, as I say, it doesn't have to be big. It could just be a chair. It could just be a yoga mat. It could just be something where you can withdraw yourself. So important. The magic of small movements, small little things will start compounding over time. And you're going to see those results, I promise. And we're also focusing on adding instead of restricting, because at the end of the day, it's just not fun to constantly restrict our lives. We are not feeling we are leading the life to our fullest because we constantly feel we're taking something out. So to really get that self-worth, let's focus on adding. With that, what I'm really emphasizing here is we have to create boundaries and we have to compartmentalize. And we have to think about these small moments and movements as being the key in reaching your wellness goals. I am here if you have any questions. So you can either way send me a DM, send me an email, and I really am grateful that you are here. Thank you.